From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Jackson, Mississippi residents have dealt with more than a decade of missing and inaccurate water bills. The city is trying to fix the troubled system and make sure everyone pays what they actually owe. But Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports for our March Utility Bill of the Month that some Jackson residents say their new bills still have problems.
The first Jacksonian we got to meet is Catherine Lacey. She's lived in the city all her life.
I just like it here. I was born and raised. It's all I know.
Now, by Jackson standards, Lacey is lucky. For about 20 years, she's lived in her home, and her water bills have arrived every month like clockwork. She's got them all printed and ready to show off.
$82.79 for the following month, then $64.63, and then another one.
What makes this unusual is that seemingly everyone in Jackson has had some water bill nightmare over the last decade, or at least know someone who has. Jackson's water system has historically been underfunded, and faulty water meters installed across the city a decade ago only made matters worse. And if you didn't receive an expensive bill, well, it's probably because you didn't get one at all, because lots of water bills just went missing.
$82.85.
You might have a Jackson record for most bills in a row.
Yes.
Our second Jacksonian has not had Lacey's luck. Jeremy Brown moved to the city about 4 years ago, and for most of that time, he didn't receive any water bill. That had him worried.
What should I do if they come cut it off? You know, can they cut it off? Because I haven't received one, or water must be free down here or something. You know, we won't receive the water bill, so.
Hey, no water bill sounds pretty good. But it's not like Brown was able to take advantage of that. Because you gotta understand that Jackson has long suffered from boil water notices, basically warnings to residents that the water is not safe to drink or cook with until the notice ends. So Brown, he does not trust the water.
All my water be jug water, bottle water. You know, it's kind of expensive, you know, buying. You can't even brush, you know, use the water to put on your toothbrush and stuff.
I use bottled water for everything besides bathing and washing clothes.
Now, the alarm bills for both Lacey and Brown came when their situations actually reversed. Lacey was the one in December with a missing bill. So she checked her account online.
I was wondering how much my bill was going to be, and I looked, and it said $604, and I had to double look. I said, no, that can't be right.
$600 for 2 months of water. Now, Brown's warning sign came not because of a missing bill. Again, he's used to that. Instead, what's new is he actually got one in January.
I thought it was a check, you know, when I first got it.
Oh, that would have been a much nicer situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, how much was it on that water bill?
It was $13.75.
Nearly $1,400. Now, Lacey, she called Jackson Water to see what was going on. And the person on the other end says,
well, you have a leak on your property.
You think there could be a leak?
No. I don't think, because I don't see any water on the outside or inside. So I don't think it's a leak. It's a glitch in the system, because I'm not the only one in Jackson having a problem with the water system.
Several Jacksonians messaged us since January saying they had bills that just didn't seem right. Either it was an expensive bill blamed on a leak like Lacey's, or it was a situation like Brown's. His bill actually said he didn't owe much for January, about $120. Really, the trouble came from a line saying he had a remaining balance of nearly $1,300. Brown thinks they're charging him for previous months, months where he says again he never received bills.
If they would have been on top of it, I could have been right there with it. So
it's hard to budget for a bill when you haven't been receiving one for a year.
Thank you. So, you know, if you're thinking every month you've been $116, it's not hard to pay. Compared to just up and just pay $1,300, you know.
There's no standard for how far back utilities should go for charging customers for missing bills. It could be months, it could even be years. Jackson Water did not respond when asked about its policy. The utility does offer payment plans, and Brown says he'll look into that. Meanwhile, Lacey, she's still fighting her bills. A plumber did not find any sign of a leak, and he's coming back to check. In the meantime, she's got another bill, and now her balance is about $1,100. Lacey's on a fixed income, and paying so much for water is not something she can afford.
Oh, I'm just frustrated about it. It just, sometimes I have sleepless nights. I have dreams about it, and I just ask God he got to fix it.
You have dreams about the water problems?
Yes, it's so high. How, you know, dream that my water going to get cut off and I'm not able to pay it, so it's not fair.
Some utilities will wipe clean whatever someone owes if they could prove they have a leak. Jackson Water did not say if it's one of them. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
To share your own Utility Bill of the Month story with the Gulf States Newsroom, visit WBHM.org/ bill.